Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schugel.
We're going to talk downtown Greens this morning, and it is an all-star cast this morning. Sarah Perry is back. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
And we have not seen Janet Dubberly in a long time, but Janet, on this show, I have seen you at Downtown Greens, but good morning. Welcome to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We have got lots of stuff to talk about, and we will jump into it and get into this much more as the show goes on, but kind of big news, Sarah, as far as the, what, it's 59 acres?
56, yes.
56.
Very close, now, though.
If you switch the 9 and the if you switch
turn
that number
around. Down,
turn
yeah.
it upside down. Yeah, it becomes. But
yes.
You're looking to raise the last little bit of that, and you're getting closer and closer.
We are. Can you believe it? If you've been listening over the months, years, I guess, by now, you will understand how big of a deal it is for us to be 75% funded for the land. So this is a beautiful 56-acre parcel of land in Fredericksburg, in the city of Fredericksburg, that we closed on at the end of 2021, thanks to a huge, successful campaign through the whole community, raising $1 million so that we could put down the down payment and put down some mortgage payments. So we closed on that, and we had a loan from the seller. And now we have the last final $500,000 left to raise, and we will be completely free and clear, own the property outright. It's amazing.
Wow. And when you think about it, because it was about 2 years ago that this all started. And I remember, I remember the summer morning you sat there and laid it all out. And I thought, as great as this project is and how loved Downtown Greens is and how effective you are in all the programs that you do, I just knew it would happen. And it's happening.
It is happening. It's happening. So we started with this $2.225 million, $2,225,000 piece of property is what we purchased it for, and now we're here at our last little bit, and we're asking our community to come out again and make this happen so that we can then start the programming on the land.
That's exciting. We're going to get into all that as we go along this morning, and we will do that in a bit. But if someone wants to give or find out more, what's the easiest way to do that?
The easiest way is to go to our website at downtowngreens.org/buffer, B-U-F-F-E-R.
Okay.
And you can get all the details on that particular project.
And it's been exciting following the Facebook page, because you have highlighted some of the people that have been giving, and it's happening.
It's happening. And there are many more people who have given, especially to the second campaign. So if you're one of those people and you want to be featured, we'd love to feature you on our social media also.
Yeah. Okay. Downtowngreens.org. We're going to get into all that and the $500,000 left and the 56 acres over in the industrial park. Lots more to talk about, and we will do that as we go along this morning. But Janet Dubberly, there are a lot of other things going on too at Downtown Greens. And this is what, the third year for the Downtown Runaround?
It is the third annual Downtown Runaround this year. Yeah, we're super excited. Sign up is already open. The race is a virtual 5K, so it's actually running from March 4th through March 18th. So you have like 2 weeks and a day, I believe that is, to do your 5K. And the great thing about a virtual race is that, you know, you can do it at your own pace. You can do it whenever you want. You can take your own route.
Mm-hmm.
You can run it. You can skip it. Like, personally, I'm more of a moseyer than a runner. So
so it's going to be, for you, it's the downtown mosey around.
Right, right.
That works.
Exactly right.
That works. But this was something I remember when this started, because this was a pandemic kind of thing that yeah. you did during the pandemic, and I thought it was just brilliant. And everyone did videos of what they did, and it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, especially, you know, during the pandemic, we were also cooped up and also antsy, and so a virtual runaround really worked. And since it worked so well, we've just continued to do it these next couple years, and it's still been really popular. People really enjoy the swag bag that they get with mm-hmm. all the items from our sponsors. People really enjoy sponsoring us, so they get more of a connection with some of the community. So it's been really fun, and we're really excited this year. We've listened to the people have spoken. We are not doing a race t-shirt again.
Thank you. I have so many. I have drawers. I have gotten rid of so many race t-shirts.
Right.
But not my downtown runaround shirt.
No. But this year we're not doing a shirt. We are doing a really nice, high quality, large canvas bag that will have this year's logo, which every year the logo changes.
Yeah.
We have a new flower okay. in our sneakers, and this year it's a native trillium. We're trying to do native flowers.
I was going to ask you about that. We'll talk about that. But
yeah.
I haven't seen the logo yet, so that'll be fun.
I have it here.
Oh, okay.
For all of our listeners.
Right. Oh,
listeners,
look at
at
that.
Home, if you could see this.
It's like two shoes. Mm-hmm. One's kind of on top of the other, and then there's the flower coming out.
Right, the flower. Last year was the dogwood. This year is the trillium. So it's a bit of a collector's item every year. If you sign up, you get the new logo.
Yeah. And I know that you, over the last year or so, have really made an effort to everything around there are native plants. That's been an emphasis.
Yes, definitely. Our garden coordinator, M. Ford, they have been amazing when it comes to removing a lot of invasive plants in the garden, mm-hmm. Which is in itself a large and very important task. But then also replacing the invasive plants with native plants, which is just as important, if not more important, to support, you know, our local ecosystem, our, you know, native insects, our native birds, our mm-hmm. native wildlife. So, yeah, it's been great, and we like spreading the word in any whimsical way we can, even with the downtown runaround logo, which was designed by Pete Morelowicz from Print Jazz, an amazing designer, artist. So we're really happy to have him on the team as well.
Great. We're going to talk more about this. Again, to sign up, downtowngreens.org. And March 4th through the 18th is when you can do this virtual race. We'll talk more about that and some other things with Janet Deberle and Sarah Perry from Downtown Greens. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun. Visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sarah Perry and Janet Deberle here this morning from Downtown Greens. Downtowngreens.org is the website for to find out all the information, and a great Facebook page that keeps you up to date. Again, a little bit more about the downtown runaround again, March 4th through the 18th. It's virtual. What I liked about it, Janet, was that so many people posted videos of sort of the way, sort of their trek around town, and I have used some of that just to walk around town because I thought this is a pretty good route.
Yeah, it's been interesting, and we really love when people send us their videos, send us their selfies. We do post a big selfie banner mm-hmm. on the building, so when you're about to begin or finish your race, you can take a selfie and tag us in it. We've really enjoyed seeing everybody's pictures. But we do also have a recommended a route that we put together. So if mm-hmm. you're like, I'm not really sure what 5K is, like how
right.
far I have
mm-hmm.
to go, we will have a recommended route that you can go. And it'll take you all through downtown, by some really great shops, you know, by some parks usually. Lots of sightseeing to do while you're on the recommended race route.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it really, you can do anything. You can swim it, you can run it, you can walk it.
Like, just do 3.1 miles and
right.
you're in.
Yeah.
For people that are wondering, Downtown Greens itself, if you're wondering where it is, it's not hard to find you.
No. Technically we are on the corner of Charles and Dixon Streets. But if you've ever seen the gray building with the huge purple cone flowers painted on it.
Yep.
That is us. We're really hard to miss when you're driving downtown.
Yep. The thing I have noticed, too, this winter is, on some of the coldest days, you have staff and volunteers out doing things. And I'm just amazed that the people... When I said before, people love downtown Greens. They love downtown Greens, whether it's the upper garden or the lower garden. And people are always out in helping do the kinds of things that you do on days that I would just think, you know what? I'm going to stay in bed. I'm not going to go over there and help them. And they
right.
do.
Yeah, it's actually very invigorating to get out and do some yard work, some garden work in the winter. A lot of people do stay inside in the winter, so it's coming to volunteer is a great opportunity just to get out for a few hours. It's also very educational. Our garden staff is always really good about, you know, teaching the volunteers about what they're doing and why. And if, you know, we stumble across an interesting insect or plant, you know, they stop and they talk about that. We have a lot of college students coming to volunteer, and we are so grateful for them. And then a lot of people that just come year-round to volunteer. They're really dedicated, and we couldn't be more thankful to have them. But if anybody out there is interested in coming by to volunteer, you don't even have to sign up. You just have to come to the gray building with the big purple flowers on it Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to noon, or Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. until it's too dark, usually around 5:30 now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we love our volunteers, and they seem to really enjoy working in the garden with us. So we're happy about that.
How'd you get involved with Downtown Greens? I don't think I've ever heard your story.
I was working as a gardener elsewhere in town. And then I heard a rumor that Downtown Greens might be hiring. When I got my degree in horticulture, my goal was to work for a small nonprofit garden where I could grow food.
Yeah.
For those in need, you know, to try to help out as much as I can. Loved growing food. And so it was kind of kismet. Like, I was actually, you know, renting a house from somebody who knew Sarah and knew about Downtown Greens, looking for
yeah.
folks. And they're like, you should meet Sarah. And so we met up at a coffee shop, and she explained what positions were open. I was like, any, whatever, just give me a position. Okay, I don't even care what the title is. And so, yeah, I've been there about 3 years now, and it's been really awesome.
The great thing, Sarah, because I met you during the pandemic.
Mm.
I hadn't really it was like a year and a half before I ever saw you without a mask on. but that's when I met you, and it was always amazing to me that you all found ways to safely do things, and you had to change the way you did things greatly. But you kept going and kept helping the community in the ways in whether it was education or growing stuff, and that never slowed down.
Yeah, we actually were very happy to not lose any of our staff. We have an amazing staff. We've always had an amazing staff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been to any of our functions or have met any of our staff, you know that's true. And so we were very, very happy to be able to reconfigure our programs to make them useful to folks during that time. So one of the big things we did is we revamped our education garden and put in some amazing, well, I say we, Janet, Janet
amazing.
Was part of that. Janet was a big part of that project, but installing really fabulous raised beds in that area to make it a little more easy to function
mm-hmm.
in. And then also we couldn't have the kids in person, but we made these little packs to send home to the kids with activities, garden-based activities. So we really tried hard not to lose touch with the community. But at the same time, we, you know, obviously there was a need to pivot a little bit
yeah.
in what we were doing.
The big thing it seems that people get confused on, and I see it on Facebook all the time, is between where you're at now, between the upper and the lower gardens. You'll be having something, and someone will say, I'll see a thing on Facebook, I came and you weren't there. And it's like we were in, you know, one of the different there's the upper garden that a lot of, if you're on Dixon Street, a lot of times you'll drive by that.
And Princess Anne Street.
And Princess Anne,
yeah,
yes.
It's the corner of Princess Anne and Dixon, mm-hmm. Yeah, is the upper garden.
And there's the sign and downtown greens, and you see things. But there's also the lower garden that I have to confess, I've only been there a couple of times and look forward to this year even doing more with you guys there to illustrate it, because it's a great kind of oasis in
the
city.
And it's kind of hidden behind the mm-hmm. building with yeah. the flower on it. So if you don't know about it, it's not something people usually stumble into.
Right.
So that's the lower garden. And the upper garden is across the street, like you said. And if you're coming to volunteer, the volunteer hours are usually in one of the two gardens, sometimes in both. But there's always a sandwich board sign out in front of our building that says, hey, we're in the lower garden with an arrow. Hey, we're in the upper garden. So you don't have to show up right at 9 if you're coming to the Saturday morning mm-hmm. garden hours. You can show up at 10:30, whatever. Just go to the sign first to say, oh, okay, they must be in that garden or the other, so that you know where we are.
Yeah. Janet, I would think that volunteering with Downtown Greens is a great way to learn about things. You're not only helping Downtown Greens, you're learning some things yourself that you can apply at home.
Definitely. We've actually advised people that have come to us saying, I want to learn a little bit more about, you know, how to grow food or how to do more landscaping. And we say, come to volunteer hours, because it's nonstop learning on both ends. Like, we have some folks show up that have been gardening for, you know, 40 years, you know, and they have a lot to teach us. And, you know, we have college students that are fresh from their, you know, environmental biology class. I don't know if that's a class or not, but, you know, something of that nature.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, they have some, you know, details and facts to throw at us, and it's really great. So, yeah, the learning never stops during volunteer hours.
Well, and Sarah, you talked about this. The staff there is just amazing. The commitment and the knowledge is, anytime I talk to them, it's just like, I the things I think of is, you're smart and you're really enthusiastic and happy to be here.
Yes, and we're it's just such a great place to work because of that. Everybody is dedicated to what they're doing. They're experts in their field. They're just really knowledgeable, like you said. But more than knowledgeable, they're very excited about sharing that knowledge. And that, I think, is the real gem of mm-hmm. of the folks that we have.
And whether it's staff, even board members who mm-hmm. are just so committed to yeah. the community. And it was a year ago, and I still think it's just one of the greatest things. And I'm always, anytime I go by, I see the free fridge is always either being stocked or used. And that's been just a great addition to that part of the community.
Yes. Sorry. Javon Kirby was the main you know, bringer about of that mm-hmm. Success, and Emerald Payton as well. So the two of them kind of made this beautiful free fridge happen. And anyone in anywhere in the city can come to the free fridge at any time, 24/7, and get fresh food from there. So that's you don't have to check in. You don't have to tell all your demographics about who lives in your house and all mm-hmm. the things. You don't have to. It's completely anonymous. It's right there for everybody. Take what you need, leave what you can.
Yeah, yeah. No, and the other thing is, and I know Javon's been involved in coordinating, you'll have, I think it's now about once a month, where you'll have food distribution mm-hmm. from the upper garden, and in all kinds of weather, and people come, and you do get to see the need in the community, whether it's through the free fridge or through the or through the food distribution.
Definitely.
And it's always a sight to see, and it's been a great thing.
Yeah, I just wanted to shout out our volunteers again, because like you said, people are coming in any types of weather. You know, it's nighttime by the time the distribution
right.
is happening. Mm-hmm. But we have volunteers who are dedicated to coming out, helping with that distribution. We have a Free Fridge Heroes team who are dedicated to making sure the fridge is clean and the area is clean at all times. We would not be here without our volunteers. And that is just a fact. We're so grateful for all the folks who come out and make what we do possible.
I remember last spring when you had the dedication for the free fridge, and I remember looking around and seeing the large number of city council members that were there. Just it was such a wide cross section of the community from all different areas, and I thought Downtown Greens really has been a unifying kind of force in the city that a lot of people. From different areas and in just different viewpoints that don't always get together, will get together for things that you do, and that's a pretty cool thing.
Very cool.
Yeah, and to avoid any aforementioned confusion, the free fridge is in the upper garden.
Upper garden,
on
right?
The corner of Princess Anne and Dixon. So it's right there, and that's where the food distributions are once a month. And we are partnering with the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank for that. So. They're actually the ones that bring the truck. We bring the volunteers, they bring the truck, and we get it done. And that happens in the upper garden as well. And if anyone is interested in showing up, again, no sign up, no paperwork. You don't have to prove anything. You can just show up, bring a bag, preferably.
Yeah.
And that's once a month. You can go to our Facebook page. We have the schedule posted there. So, yeah, everybody's welcome.
Whether you need it or if you want to start volunteering and helping out that.
Definitely.
With Downtown Greens.
Yeah.
You can do that too, downtowngreens.org. Janet Deberle and Sarah Perry here from Downtown Greens. We will continue along on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A nationwide scheme uncovered involving the sale of thousands of fake.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Downtown Greens, our focus this morning, downtowngreens.org. We started the show, Sarah Perry, with the big news that 75% of the money that's needed has been raised, still about $500,000. Is it March still the goal to try to get it by March?
So our easement is in June, but we have to have all of our ducks in a row before then. So we're hoping that by the end of March,
okay,
we have the money so that we can then move forward with the conservation easement. And I don't know if your guests know much about conservation easement.
You explained it to me last time, and it was really good because I really didn't. I had always heard that, and so I would talk about it even though I didn't know what I was talking about. You explained it I'll let you kind of give a little quick explanation because it really did. How you explained it to me the last time answered some questions to me because I thought, well, you're going to get it, and why do you have to do this and that? But there are some legal things behind it all.
Definitely. So our current property in downtown Fredericksburg is under a conservation easement. And basically that means if anything were to happen to Downtown Greens, which it won't, but if it switched hands at some point, the land has to be preserved in the same way mm-hmm. as it is currently.
So it's not going to be developed.
It's never going to be developed, ever, ever, ever. So in perpetuity, which means forever and ever, the land is not going to be developed. That's really important for us and for the folks who believe in what we do. So this 56 acres that we just purchased, it's very, very important to us that it becomes preserved forever in a conservation easement. A conservation easement is basically a contract that Downtown Greens makes with a land trust. So in this situation, it is the Virginia Outdoors Foundation, and is a contract that says, okay, Virginia Outdoors Foundation will come and check on the land, you know, on a regular basis to mm-hmm. make sure that nobody's building big high-rise buildings on it or mowing down all the trees or whatever the stipulations that we put in the contract are. So we make this contract with them, and we still own the property completely. And we can still sell the property. We would never do that. But we still, you know, have all of the same rights to the property, except that there's a contract that says you will not cut down the trees. You will not mine for gold. You will not, you know, all of the things to preserve the integrity of this open space. So that's the process that we have to go through. And part of that is a survey. Part of that is we have to get some different things done on the property before June, which is when we're actually getting the easement recorded with Virginia Outdoors Foundation.
So this property is in the industrial park. It's over by Brayhead. It's I'm just trying to think of any other landmarks around
The Bellman Recycling Center is over there.
Yeah. So that's
where we're talking about.
That's where the land is. And you've got some really exciting things for this. Before we get to that, though, I mean, just the fact that it's been preserved and I mean that you were able to get it. Because I can remember, because it's been on the market, it's been talked about at City Council, about being developed a few times. And then it was a couple of years ago when word started, there started to be whispering. Because I remember, and I can't remember who the guests were, but I had people off air would say to me, you know, Downtown Greens may get that land. And so it was like, really? So we would talk about it like this, and it just has made so much sense now. It's exciting that you've had the opportunity to do this, and people on your board and people in the community saw that how the match was so good and really got into this.
Right, and we had been talking as an organization about, you know, our future and how, you know, what does our future look like in terms of expansion, because, you know, the programs that we are doing on our 2.8 acres are limited by space, mm-hmm. obviously, and you know, as we grow, we needed ideas for how and where to grow into, and this land kind of came to us, the idea of purchasing this land, and we had some really, really important and tough conversations as an organization about this, and realized that as a continuation of what we're already doing, this land would be absolutely perfect. So our plan is to continue what we've been doing, so providing accessible green space to the community through paths. There's about 30 acres of mature trees and woodland area that we're going to have paths all through and walking trails. We also want to provide nature-based learning, which we've been doing for years and years. This space is like an outdoor living classroom and can also be used for research for some of the universities. There's a stream, there's wildlife habitat. It's just a really amazing palette place to have to do all kinds of things. And then the third thing that we want to do is continue to teach people where their food comes from. So creating an agricultural training center is kind of the biggest part of what we're going to do on this new land. So create workforce development opportunities for young people. So 15 to 25 year olds as part of your high school education or part of your college education, you can come learn about sustainable agriculture and not just hands in the dirt, but new technologies, indoor growing, niche markets, all kinds of things.
That's what's exciting too.
Yeah.
I've heard when you've done talks on this and have you and others have talked about how that those that are farming are getting older. And this is an exciting part of it, that there is the technology part of it, and this will be just a great lab to learn in.
Right, and the average age of a farmer, like you said, is 60 years old.
Yeah.
In America, so that's not a sustainable age for this kind of work. So we're really excited about getting young people excited about all of the different opportunities that are available in the agriculture industry.
All these different opportunities. This land is just it just perfectly, and it fits what you're doing, and the fact that to be able to go out there and to walk it and see it. And I mean, one of the great things last year, one of the walks that I went along with you on, and where you were leading a group, and you just stopped. We were in the woods, and you said, "Just listen." And everybody was so quiet, and you could just hear it was early on a Saturday morning, and the birds were just chirping, and it was really a moving experience.
Mm. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm going to do another tour of the land coming up Friday, February 10th at 3:30 p.m. So if you're interested in seeing this in person, mm-hmm. I would love to take you around this land. Please RSVP so that we can send you some information about what you need to wear and where it is and all that. You can RSVP at Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, dot Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, at downtowngreens.org, or just send an email. You know, if you find another email mm-hmm. to send, you can just send, "Hey, I want to go to that. I want to go to that walk around."
Yeah.
Just so we have your information and we can communicate with you if there's a weather change or something like that.
This could be the Downtown Greens walk around.
Oh, there you go.
To the runaround. Here you walk.
The pre-runaround walk around.
Yes.
I like it.
Before you get back to your office, I will have signed up for this.
Okay.
Because I would be interested to see what it's like out there, because I've only gone in the summer months.
Yes.
And to see it now, each season would have a different life to this property.
It really does. It really does have a different look, a different feel. But there are all of these. There are three kind of distinct areas that we have on this property. We have wooded wetlands. There's agriculture land. And there's kind of open space, kind of meadowy type areas. So it's just a really beautiful and diverse kind of area to go exploring. So I hope you can join me.
Again, it's February 10th at 3:30. Mm-hmm. Sarah.Perry at downtowngreens.org. And it really is. It's a great piece of land. And I really caught the vision of what you were going to do when you got the greenhouse from Roxbury,
mm-hmm.
and you took it apart. I can't wait to see it put back together again, because it seemed complex to me. But oh. Javon stood there and even when I see her now and we talk about it, she said, "We're going to do it." And Andy Lynn has said it's
doable.
It's doable.
Yeah. And you got some great footage of that too.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
I can't wait to come back and see it started to put up. And when you and Javon and others described how this was going to be moved to the land, the property there, that just shows the scope of this thing. And that so many things are going to be able to be done, and what you're doing in the community is just going to explode.
Yeah, and that's just as you mentioned, that big thanks to RACSB mm-hmm. for giving us that that kind of downtown Fredericksburg relic from Roxbury Farms.
Oh, it was
Roxbury Mill.
Yeah.
Mills.
To even now when I go by it and I see there's just a little bit of a shell, but that adds you've moved a little bit of Fredericksburg to this land, and so you're going to be once this gets going, I'm sure you all have all kinds of ideas, and it's just waiting to get it paid off, and that's where the community can come in, and really anything you can give.
Exactly.
Anything you can give will work down this $500,000.
Exactly. Downtown Greens has never had debt. We've paid for everything outright. So this is a kind of, not super comfortable position to be in right now. But we know we can do it with our community. And as soon as we have paid that off, then we can move on to the actual programming. And we're all very excited and
you
anticipating
should be.
That
you should be, just because you look at this and you see what you've done in the past, and I just can't imagine how well this is going to fit in. And the community is lucky to have Downtown Greens.
Well, I mean, just a part like this conservation means it's green forever. Mm-hmm. So as much as everybody knows how much Fredericksburg is building up and new houses going up everywhere, this space will always be green.
Mm-hmm.
Always. So that's just like, that is the one thing that I take away from this, is that if there's nothing more on this land, it is already, we've already done this amazing thing of, you know, preserving this land. And I say we as a community. Mm-hmm. This is a community-wide effort. This would never have been possible without the generous support of our community.
You drive around and there's, like you say, there are so many places, especially right now in the city of Fredericksburg, where you don't even, I mean, you can just picture all these different areas where year and a half ago, there was nothing there, and it has grown out. And it had, if Downtown Greens were not involved in this, if the community hadn't gotten involved initially, because you'd said initially, we've got to raise this money, and if we can't raise it, we're willing to walk away.
Yeah, we have to walk away.
Right.
We're not going to put our current situation in jeopardy.
Yes. Yeah.
So yes, we and everyone heard that and moved forward so that, you know, Downtown Greens could do this thing for the entire community. This is not for us. This is for the entire community. We're all doing this together.
And whether you live in Fredericksburg, Stafford, Spotsylvania, Caroline, right, King George, Prince William, anywhere, you're in some way, so many people are going to be touched by this.
Right. Everybody needs time outside.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to reconnect with nature to be able to walk around, and this is a space that will always forever be open.
I have used especially the two big trails in Fredericksburg and walk them. I need new areas,
right,
to go. So that's what I'm excited about to walk through. And there are stories to be told, and there's history, and it's just nature. And that's the one thing you walk away from when you do get to walk the land, and you can on February 10th.
That's right. Well, I'd love to have you.
3:30.
Yep.
And just contact Downtown Greens and get involved there. And again, just get involved with if you did it before and you can do it again, or if you haven't gotten involved before, this is your chance to help close it out.
That's right. That's right.
I can't wait to start having shows when you guys are talking about. I mean, I don't know how we'll have to do shows every couple of weeks when you have with the amount of programming, just what you've been able to do in the upper and the lower garden, and that stays the same too.
Yes.
This doesn't change what you're doing in the upper or lower gardens.
And that's a great point. A lot of people keep asking us, "Oh, does this mean you're selling the current property?" No. We're not. The current property has its own, you know, its own thing going on, and it's a great thing, and it's staying put. It's continuing. It will continue to grow as well as we get, you know, different ideas come in. But yeah, it's there.
DowntownGreens.org for more information. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning with Downtown Greens. Sarah Perry is here, the executive director, and Janet Doberly, the media manager with Downtown Greens. So, before we get out of here, again, we started the show and talked about the Downtown Runaround. It is a virtual race. And Janet, talk to me about how to sign up.
It is so easy to sign up for the Downtown Runaround. You can just go straight to our website, downtowngreens.org. You can go to find out all the information about the website or about the race and the website. You can go to sign up for the race. You can also go to see what it takes to be a sponsor for the race. Which is also another opportunity for people to get involved. So that is all on our website. You can find out about how you can get even more than just the regular race swag bag. If you sign up a certain amount of people or if you sign up group, there's actually a lot more incentives.
Oh, okay.
There's a chance to get some honey, as well as our awesome I Break for Pollinators bumper sticker.
That is the greatest thing. I have one, and I love it.
It is a great bumper sticker. Again, designed Pete. By Print Jazz. Pete, we love you, Pete.
I need to get Pete in here and do a show and talk with him because he's got so many things around town.
He does.
That things you don't even realize. And if you look in the real fine print, and I'll see his name, and I'll think, I need to get him in here.
Do it.
Yeah. So talented.
Yeah. So, no, the I Break for Pollinators, I have seen a few of them on cars. I don't want to put one on. I mean, I want to put it on my car, but it's just so good. It's a great sticker.
And it is limited, too. It's a limited edition
sticker.
Yeah,
we
don't sell it.
Right.
We ordered a certain amount, and so signing up for the race is a great way to have an opportunity to get your hands on the sticker. Signing up a group, everybody in your group will get one of the stickers.
Mm.
If you sign up the most amount of people, then you get a whole gift basket with all kinds of, you know, you get a pint glass, magnets, the bumper sticker, a bandana, also the Pollinators bandana designed by Pete.
And you're helping Downtown Greens.
You're helping Downtown Greens.
Again, downtowngreens.org, you can sign up that way. And it's March 4th through the 18th, the virtual race. You can provide ideas of where you can go for a 3.1-mile race, but you can also do it on your own.
Yep.
The other thing is 75% of the money needed to complete the purchase, Sarah. That's to me that when you told me that when you got here this morning, my heart skipped. It was just like, wow, it's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. It's happening. And that's we got grants. To help with that, the big $2.225 million, and also the easement is going to be part of that. So really, there's really only $500,000 left to go, and we can do it.
Because what was initially, it was $1 million initially.
Well, we paid $2.225 million.
Yeah.
And our loan is $1.4 million.
So
we're chipping away, and then we've got all these. We have $550,000 in grants that we won. Got an incredible grant team. Marianne Tokars is the leader on that one, and just really, we've been working very hard to try and get this paid for so that everybody can sleep easy.
and start the programming.
Will. Yeah.
And again, Jen, if you want to volunteer, it's Saturdays and Thursdays?
Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. to noon, and Thursdays at 3 p.m. until sunset, usually. And any information about volunteering, any type of contacting you want to do, if you want to contact about coming to the New Land Walk, you could do that through the website as well. That's kind of the hub at downtowngreens.org. So, yeah, we'd be excited to see some new volunteers out there.
The New Land Walk is on February the 10th, 3:30. It's a Friday, and you can get involved that way. Well, thank you both. Great, exciting stuff happening. To have the two of you in here this morning was fantastic. Great things happening at Downtown Greens, and we will talk soon. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Perry and Janet Doberly here this morning. Downtown Greens, downtowngreens.org. Thank you for listening. We will see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.